8 years ago, we developed and launched the best bed sheets ever. Since then, you've all enjoyed the best sleep of your life. And to thank you all for your support, we're bringing you our bed sheets for the lowest price in MyPillow history. Get our seasonal flannel sheets for 50% off. They're nearly sold out, so get yours today before they're gone. Check out our new Percale line. Queen size only $39.98, king size only $49.98. And our famous Giza Dream bed sheets, queen size originally $139.96, wait on it, now only $59.98. King's just $10 more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow bed sheets. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free. We have very low quantities at these prices, so order now.
Keeping the commitment.
I love you guys.
Unbelievable.
24/7.
Listen to you every day, have for years.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Joining us now to talk about the day's headlines is GOP political strategist and insider, host of the Grassroots Truthcast podcast, the ever effervescent Gene Valentino. Gene, welcome back to State of the Nation.
Glad to be back. I've got an idea for those transgender Antifa types you were talking about.
Antifa. I'm listening.
Let's give them to Iran and put them in the Iranian military.
Here's the most insane thing. There's gays for Gaza. It's unbelievable. I'm willing to buy a few of them a one-way plane ticket. What do you think, Gene?
Well, you know, they keep coming back over the line. Let's permanently resolve this ping pong tournament. Let's give them to Iran, and I don't even think they'll see the front line by the time Iran gets through with them.
Yeah, they're going to go bungee jumping off of the tallest building. And in case they don't realize it, in Iran, when they take homosexuals to the top of the tallest building to bungee jump, yeah, there's no bungee cord.
Well, we've certainly seen a lot going on right now, and the transgender issue in the United States, not to disregard your opening, is really another one of Gino's three Ds, isn't it? Divert, deflect, and distract. It's another issue that is swarming in the culture of the United States, while the big deep state initiatives overseas continue to do stunts like that to demoralize us, distract us, and deflect our attention away from the real national security crisis. A national security crisis that's underway right now. We're watching President Trump at Mar-a-Lago just an hour ago discuss with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, what he's going to do literally when he gets elected, especially as it pertains to getting certain aspects of procedure in order in the United States Congress. Trump admits, although he didn't say with whom he spoke, that he spoke with a high-ranking Israeli official just an hour, 2 hours ago on matters related to Israel's defense. We must be very careful to let Israel fight its own battle. We can't say in one breath like Biden did to stay out of it, acquiesce, and succumb, basically turn the attention away from 1,300 people who were massacred on October 7th. Let's forget about that. And now let's get critical about Israel's desire to seek retaliation for such an egregious harm, a genocide that was occurring that we're now supposed to forget about. Let's put our attention on the 6 o'clock news, fake news, when these false narratives are being issued by the Muslims coming out of Michigan and upper states that are trying to say there was a basis by which Israel should have been attacked. Let us be careful that if it happens to Israel, it's the tip of the spear, because we're next in line and we should be on guard not to stifle Israel's desire to seek a retaliatory strike, but rather we should be at their side with full force, helping them incinerate this devil that is planning, that has in their own religious dictates the mandate from birth to teach all of them, to teach all of their followers, to kill Christians and Jews. If we don't recognize the level of this threat now, it'll be too late. There's already too many in the United States now, which Speaker Johnson was also addressing as it pertains to what a citizen is, a citizen that can vote, that has come in through this into this beautiful nation illegally. We have lost our intestinal fortitude, gentlemen. We have lost the spirit and the integrity that should have transcended to us from our parents.
So like, what is an actual measured or appropriate response then? I mean, we're seeing numbers out of Gaza right now saying that 33,000 people have been killed.
Do you remember?
Do they just keep going? Do they bomb Rafah till it's gone?
Well, Brian, those numbers have proven to be bogus, and
are they?
And the number of citizens that have been killed, typically in a conflict, it's a 9-to-1 ratio. Here, it's less than 1-to-1. There's no genocide going on of citizens by the IDF. A lot of people are being killed by
Where do you guys find your news on this? Do you only watch Fox to get these talking points?
I have not watched Fox, and I can't remember how long.
I mean, do you look at the independent journalists that go down there and take footage?
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, I went further, and I'd recommend he come on our show sometime. Eliot Chadoff, Israeli Defense Forces inside strategist, who was in the know and gave me two personal interviews inside of Israel, up in the Galilee area, just 40 miles from Lebanon, with thousands of Russian missiles pointing straight at him. That interview occurred just a month ago. There's a complete, if you don't believe that 1,300 Jews were massacred on October 7th,
Then you don't believe
we landed on the moon either.
I don't believe we landed on the moon, actually.
Brian, the data I saw, Brian, comes from the Gaza Health Ministry, Hamas itself. They're admitting
We have colleagues involved in a lot of the reportage that's going on there, and they're seeing completely different things.
Well, I'm taking these numbers from Hamas themselves, so that's not
Fox News. That's the typical talking point, but if you start looking at multiple sources, you'll find that they're verified, and I've got multiple Telegram channels that I can load up anytime and go and see just a veritable smorgasbord of heartbreaking horror, you know, people being executed.
So you're saying that Hamas is underestimating the numbers of people being killed? Hamas itself is doing that?
I'm saying there is a genocide happening over there in Gaza right now, and there are tens of thousands of dead Gazans.
Yeah, according to Gaza Health Ministry.
There's fewer dead Gazans, if that's true, Hesh. There's fewer dead Gazans than there were Japanese in Hiroshima when we did not use a measured response. When the president at the time initiated the A-bomb in Japan and ended the war decisively. We do not use measured responses in war. There's no such thing as a measured response. It only perpetuates annihilation. We need
They're sending JDAMs over there. I just saw a big pallet of 2,000-pound JDAMs going over there. A JDAM, you know, the IDF is telling us that they're doing precision strikes. A JDAM is not a precision strike munition. It will level everything around it.
It was only one generation ago. It was General Patton who didn't use a measured response. It was FDR himself right after Pearl Harbor that did not use a measured response. Now, do I think we should be directing Israel on what the response should be? No, but we are their ally. And if
FDR allowed that to happen, FDR knew ahead of time that that was going to happen.
Well,
and
guys, we're
going
to have to leave it there because we're up on a hard break. But Gene, can't thank you enough. Look forward to your next visit here on State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing. And it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from The Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at The Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. You notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. It's called, and that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.